ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, with the permission of Hashem, this week we are Shabbat HaGadol. Why we call it Shabbat HaGadol? Do you know why we call it Shabbat HaGadol? Because like this Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did a big miracle to the Jews. The Jews, they were asked by Hashem to take a ship and to prepare the ship to sacrifice him on Pesach, on the eve, one day before Pesach. And the ship, it was the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. It was Avodah Zarah, it was, you know, it was an idol. The Egyptian used to consider the ship, the animals, as Avodah Zarah. They thought that to reach Hashem and to achieve accomplishment of their Avodah, of their work towards God, only through an animal, only through an animal. You cannot do it directly. That's what the Goyim were thinking at the time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that the Jews, they were in Egypt for 400 years. And Hashem, he knows that the Jews, they may have this thought, they may, once they leave Egypt, they may have the thought that the Avodah Zarah, the animals have a koach, have a power that through them you can reach Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, the animals have no power. Animals are animals, okay? Animals are animals, and they have no power. And if you want to pray to Hashem, you have to pray to Hashem directly. That's why Hashem said, take the sheep, this animal, Egyptian animal, and kill it. Kill it. So, and at the time, so, of course, the Jews, they were very afraid to do that, but they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem. So what they did, they started to collect animals. And that was on Shabbat HaGadol. An Egyptian asked them, what do you do? And the Jews said, well, we're going to sacrifice this animal to Hashem before we leave Egypt. And the Egyptian, they were so angry at the Jews that they're going to kill the Bizeyon that they were doing to the how they treated their God, how they treated their animal, this animal that he represents something holy for at their eyes, and they wanted to kill the Jews, but they couldn't do it. That was the beginning of the bigness, and that point, that moment, Hashem shows the Jews that he is the governor. He is Hashem. Okay. That's what we call the Shabbos, Shabbat HaGadol. According to Chachamim, this is the reason why the Shabbat, we call it Shabbat HaGadol, because the Shabbat, the Jews, they took the animal and they bring this animal to their home, and the Egyptians, when they heard what they're going to do to this animal, they were angry and they couldn't do nothing. So the Jews understood, if now they couldn't do nothing, the Egyptians, so they can do nothing the day that we sacrifice this animal. That's why this Shabbat HaGadol, we call it Shabbat, the big Shabbat. Why we big Shabbat? Because in this big Shabbat, it was a bigness. Now, we have to know one thing. We have to know one thing. That this parashiyot, this parash of this week, it's Parashat Tzav. And this Parashat Tzav, it's the Torah said about the sacrifice of the Ola. The Torah said, "Zot Torah Ta'ola, hi Ola Amukda Amizriach Kol Halayla Ad HaBoker." Parashat Tzav. Now we have to understand the connection between Shabbat HaGadol and Parashat Tzav, because this Parasha, it's the Parasha of the Korbanot. There is a lot of kind of sacrifice. There is a lot of kind of sacrifice, and one of the kind of sacrifice that we do to Hashem is Korban Ola. What it is Korban Ola? It's a Korban that it's made for Hashem, directly for Hashem. All because this Korban is so important, so this Korban, you can, because it's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Torah said, this Korban, you can sacrifice the Korban during the day, and it can still be burned at night, because a lot of people used to bring that kind of Korban Ola. And it's impossible to sacrifice all those kind of Korbanot during the day. Okay? It's impossible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu permitted that this kind of sacrifice of Ola, that you can sacrifice, because usually all the Korbanot that you sacrifice during the day, you have to burn them during the day. But Korban Ola, you can sacrifice the Korban during the day, and even at night you can burn it. All night you can burn it. Now, what we have to understand is, what's the reason that the Korban Ola, you can leave it all night burning? Do you know the reason? I would like just to do a connection between Korban Pesach and Korban Ola. It's something incredible. Do you know that the Korban Pesach, they use to sacrifice the Korban Pesach during the day, the 14th of Nisan, and they were allowed to eat it all night. You know that? They were allowed to eat it all night. All night they were allowed to eat it. And it's amazing that the Korban Ola, you can sacrifice the Korban Ola during the day, and you throw the halabim and the evarim, and you can burn it all night. All night you're allowed to burn it. Now there is something that I wanted to explain to you. You know, Korban Pesach, there is something deep to understand Korban Pesach. You know, in Korban Pesach, the Torah said, Ve'etzem lo tishberun bo. You're not allowed to take the bone of this Korban Pesach and break it with your teeth. You understand? You can eat it, but you cannot break it. You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he want to teach the Jews. I mean, there is something deep that I want to understand. Why do HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to eat this kind of grilled meat, steaks? Like you take, you know, the lamb, and you put it on fire till you have a nice steak with a nice smell, and you eat it. Why? I mean, usually Hashem, he doesn't want us to eat too much, okay? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to serve Hashem, to love Hashem. I mean, I don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the lay. He wants us to eat nice meat. Lamb is the best meat. Why? What? And I said, Hashem, he said, I want you to eat it all night. Why? All night you are allowed to eat it. I mean, you can eat as much as you want. Why? Why? Because no, you should not cook it. Only on fire. And you know the lamb, when you put it in the fire, it's so tasty. Do you know that? It's very nice. You like it, yes? Oh, okay, I know. Especially those who are from Morocco. They love lamb on the fire. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to do this kind of one hand Hashem he want us to grill the lamb on the fire, and the other hand he said, no, don't break the bones on your teeth. What? I don't understand. Or Hashem wants me to enjoy myself, or Hashem doesn't want me to enjoy myself. I don't understand. To enjoy myself, I have to take the lamb with my fingers and eat it and taste it and eat, you know, all the fat that is there, and to break the bone. This is the pleasure. So on one hand, Hashem wants me to have big pleasure, and on the other hand, Hashem wants to cut my pleasure. So how can I understand this? And like Hashem give me a time, all night. All night I'm allowed to eat. So you see, there is two kinds of korban ola. Please listen to this. There is two kinds. What it is a korban ola? A korban ola, it's something all for Hashem. There is a lot of kind of korbanot that you, that a piece of the korban you have, it's for the kohen, for Hashem, or for the customer. But korban ola, it's all for Hashem. Korban ola, there is nothing for you, all for Hashem. So the question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu he wants that kind of korban, all the korban for him? Why not? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want something for somebody? I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to teach a man that sometimes you have to learn, you have to understand that not everything is belong to you. All what you have, I give it to you. It's yours. But sometimes you have to give me something that what you give me, all of it should be for me. All of it should be for me. Look, when we sleep, we sleep, Baruch Hashem, we have a good rest. But when we wake up in the morning and we pray to Hashem, that time that we pray to Hashem, we could stay in bed. Yes or no? It's like if you have to go to work at 10 o'clock. So you can wake up at 9 o'clock. Okay? You have a shower, you have your breakfast, you're in your office at 10 o'clock. But because you have to pray, so you wake up what time? 7:30. So you give to Hashem 1.5 hours. That 1.5 hours, you could stay in your bed, that 1.5 hours. And you give it to Hashem. That means, out of your sleep, you give something to Hashem. Any kind of mitzvah that you do, that time that you do the mitzvah, it could be your time. What do? You give it to Hashem. To do the mitzvah. So you give something to Hashem. But sometimes Hashem, you want something all for Him. Nothing for you. Like sometimes... when on Hoshana Rabbah and Matan Torah, we don't sleep all night. So we give the whole night for Hashem. We don't sleep. There is a big tzaddikim like Rabbi Chaim ben Attar, alav shalom. I would like to tell you a story about Rabbi Chaim ben Attar. One day Rabbi Chaim ben Attar, alav shalom, he was walking. And he was going to Israel from Morocco. And at the time, to go to Morocco from Israel, there was no flight, there was no train, there was nothing, there was no, except to go by with a group of people, and on horses, and gamal, you know, they had to cross all the desert, a very dangerous desert. And Rabbi Chaim ben Attar alav shalom, when he went, Shabbos came, and the people, they said, well, we have to carry on going to the next place where there is water, and we have to put fire for to stay there because it's dangerous to remain where we are. And Rabbi Chaim ben Attar alav shalom said, no, Shabbos is coming in a few hours, and I have to prepare myself for Shabbat. They told him it's very dangerous, there is lions here, there is a lot of danger here. He said, no, I'm not moving from here. You can go, I stay here. And Rabbi Chaim ben Attar alav shalom, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, I suppose he is the family of your mother, yes? And what he did, he took with his finger, he made a mark, a circle mark with his finger on the floor, in the sand. He made a big circle, and he went to the circle, and he sat there. And Shabbos started to come. And here's a lion, big lion coming. Rabbi Chaim ben Attar alav shalom, he showed the lion his brit milah. When the lion saw the Brit Milah, he sat. He didn't cross the circle that Rabbi Chaim Atar made. And Rabbi Chaim Atar, he stayed there all Shabbat. After Shabbat, the lion, he started to make some sign that he want to carry on Rabbi Chaim Atar on his body, on his back. Rabbi Chaim Atar Shalom, he took his things and he went to the lion, and the lion started to go. And the lion, the lion took Rabbi Chaim Atar to the place where the people were, that they were with him before Shabbat. When they saw Rabbi Chaim Atar with the lion, they were amazing. They saw the big miracle. So Rabbi Chaim Atar, he said, "You see, I made a good Shabbat. You see, tzaddikim, when they give their time, all their time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the avodah, the tzaddikim, most of the avodah, it's on their time. You see, you, me, we use most of our time a little bit for business, for ourselves, and a part of our time we give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the real tzaddikim, like Rabbi Chaim Atar, Rabbi Chaim Peter, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all the tzaddikim, they give all their time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? They give all their time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They sacrifice themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, as you see, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not talking about that kind of people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about a kind of people that at least they should give some of their time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when the Jews, they were in Egypt, before they left Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, when you will be free, you will have all kind of material that you will use. But you have to learn one thing. The material that I will give you, from that material you can use it. But don't forget, give me a little bit of the pleasure that you have in this material that I will give you. It should be for me. Give it for me. There is a kind of sacrifice that I will ask you to give it all for me. And there is a kind of another sacrifice that I will not ask everything for me, only a part of it. You understand? Now I understand when the Hashem, he gives to the Jews to eat steak, a grilled lamb on the eve of Pesach, he told them, you can eat it all night, enjoy yourself. That's going to be, you know, why all night? Because this Olam, this world is like the night. The real day, it's Olam Abba. Olam Abba, it's the day. And this world, even with all the pleasure that you have in this world, it's nothing compared to the Olam Abba. It's nothing compared to the Olam Abba. The Gemara, the Pekabot said, Yafa Sha'ahat, 1 hour, and Olam Abba, in the other world, it's the pleasure that you have in that Olam Abba, it's more than billions of years of pleasure that you can have in this world. And this world, we compare it as what? As dark. As Laila. As Laila. So Hashem said to the Bnei Israel, this Olam, it's like Laila. All the pleasure that you have in this Olam, it's nothing compared to the other world. But still, I want you, when you have a pleasure on this Olam, something, give me a little bit of your pleasure for me. That's why Hashem said, when you eat, when you join a big pleasure having steaks, grilled lamb, at least don't break the bones. That pleasure of breaking bones, don't have it. You understand me? That pleasure that you have by eating, eating the lamb, don't have it. Don't break. Hashem want to test them. He want to teach them. It's like, you see, Hashem, he said, by not breaking the bones, it's like you're doing a ola, a small ola for me. There is a big korban ola, there is a small korban ola. You understand? So this is a kind of a sacrifice. That's what we call it Korban Pesach. What we call it Korban Pesach, sacrifice of Pesach. That means Pesach is Passover. That means you have to pass over this pleasure that you have by breaking the bone. Huh? Ay, ay, ay. David. Huh? That pleasure that you have when you eat this sacrifice, this Korban Pesach, sacrifice the bones. Don't eat them. Don't break them. Sacrifice the enjoy. Sacrifice the ta'anuk, the pleasure that you have by breaking the bones. Sacrifice this. Because don't forget, after 400 years, that the Jews, they were in Egypt, and they were not allowed to eat meat. Suddenly now, they are permitted to eat this beautiful meat. So you know what they will do? They will break the bones. So Hashem said, no, sacrifice this pleasure. Make it a ola. Do a sacrifice. Pass over this sacrifice. Lifsua, pass over the sacrifice. Don't have this pleasure. Do it for me. And from here you will learn all kinds of things. Everything that there is where you can have a pleasure, you can enjoy yourself, but at least remind, give some pleasure to Kadosh Baruch Hu by stopping eating too much, by stopping doing this, by stopping doing that. Like the Gemara, the Gaon Mivilna, the Rambam said, Kadesh Atzmach B'Mutala, if you want to be tzaddik, if you want to sacrifice yourself, you want to be a holy man. You can be only a holy man, only from what it's permitted to you. From what it's permitted to you, and you don't undo yourself very much from what it's permitted to you, you can be a big tzaddik, you can be a kadosh. So now understand the Shabbat HaGadol, the connection between Shabbat HaGadol with the parasha of Tzav. This parasha of Tzav, the Torah, it's talking about Zot Torah Ta'ola, the Korban Ola, that this Korban Ola, when you do the Shechita of the Korban Ola during the day, you can burn it all night. That means the Korban Ola, it's another kind of sacrifice, that from that sacrifice, a man can learn something. What a man can learn from this sacrifice? A man can learn from this sacrifice another kind of sacrifice. Not only to sacrifice to Hashem, apart 10% or 5% of the pleasure. No. Sometimes you have to learn to sacrifice the whole pleasure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like, for instance, you want to speak Lashon Hara about somebody. You want to talk about him and to somebody. And here's this man come. And now you want to talk, you know, by talking, you're going to enjoy yourself by talking about him. And what you do? You don't talk. You don't mention at all the name of the man that you wanted to talk about. This is a Korban Ola. You understand? Huh? You understand me? Huh? Yes. The Korban Ola, it's a Korban Ola, it's a Korban that you sacrifice. It's as I told you, there is two kinds of sacrifice. There is a kind of sacrifice that you are allowed to enjoy yourself, and you stop enjoying only a little bit. You give this part to Akash. It's like I give you a big steak. Okay, you eat the steak, you don't break the bones. So you miss the real pleasure from eating that lamb with the bone. So you sacrifice a piece of that pleasure. And there is another kind of what? That Korban Pesach. And Korban Ola, it's what do we learn from Korban Ola? We learn something else. Because don't forget the Korban Ola, it's all of it for Hashem. There is nothing for the Kohen, there is nothing for the man, there is nothing, all for Hashem. There is another kind of sacrifice that all the pleasure, all your pleasure, you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no pleasure for you. I wanted to give you, I would like just to tell you an example. When you sleep all night, you wake up in the morning, okay? Instead, you know that your day will start at 10 o'clock. So what do you do? If your day starts at 10 o'clock, so you wake up at 7:30. Why? Because you have to pray. So you give 1 hour and a half for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, instead to wake up at 8:30, you wake up at 7:30 because you have 1 hour for Hashem. So you give, you sacrifice 1 hour from your sleep to Hashem, like you. Now, you woke up at 6 o'clock. You start your day at, no, you woke up at 5:30. And you start your day at 9 o'clock. So look how many hours you give to Hashem. You sleep a few hours for you, and you woke up 2 hours and a half before you open your office. And this 2 hours and a half, you give it to Hashem. You give 1 hour to listen to the shi'ur, and there is another hour to go to shul. So you give 2 hours to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a ola. It's like Korban Pesach. You give to Hashem a part of your pleasure, because you could stay in bed another 2 hours. And you talk 2 hours from your sleep, from your pleasure, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the symbol of Korban Pesach. And there is another kind of Korban. It's Korban Ola. That sometimes you do something, but you don't get no pleasure from that thing. All the pleasure you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, like what? Like somebody that, if you see somebody and you want to talk Lashon Hara about him, you want to talk bad about him, and what you do? You don't mention his name. You don't talk nothing about him. And you were waiting all the time just to talk about him. And his time come to talk about him, and you don't talk. This is a korban ola. This is a fabulous korban. So you see, this is Shabbat HaGadol and Parashat Tzav. And Shabbat HaGadol and Parashat Tzav, we learn about two kinds of korbanot. We learn about two kinds of sacrifice. A sacrifice that a part of the sacrifice you give it to Hashem. A part of the pleasure you give it to Hashem. And you learn from this parasha, these are the kind of sacrifice that the whole pleasure you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's everything for Hashem. Day and night. It's like somebody who won the lotto. Okay? You know what he did? I know him. I know somebody who won the lotto. You know what he did? He took the money, he gave it away to tzedakah. All of it. All of it. I know him. All of it. This is a full sacrifice. I would like to tell you something. There is one day somebody is I forgot his name. One day he asked Eliyahu Nabi, the prophet Eliyahu, he told him, can you show me with who I'm going to have Olam Abba? Who will be sitting next to me? Who's going to be my neighbor in Olam Abba? So Eliyahu Nabi, who's going to be my chavrut in Olam Abba? Eliyahu Nabi told him, please don't ask me that kind of question, because you will have nerves breakdown if I tell you. You will be shocked. So he said, what do you mean I be shocked? I want to know, please, tell me. I don't care, even if I am shocked, tell me who is going to be my neighbor, who is going to be my chavruta. He told him, okay, your chavruta is the butcher of the city. He was shocked. He said, what? This butcher? But this butcher is a Am Haaretz. He doesn't know even how to write. He doesn't know nothing. Look how ugly he is. No, please don't tell me. So Eliyahu Nabi told him, I told you, don't ask me who's going to be your neighbor. I know that you will not believe, you will not accept, you will be sad. So now that you begged me to tell you, so I had no choice, I told you. Now it's your problem. What he did, the rabbi, he went to do some inquiries about the butcher. And he started to talk to him. And he told him, who are you? And the butcher was very shocked when he saw the rabbi, the big tzaddik. He was in his office, he was in his shop. He said, I'm sorry, rabbi, I'm not well dressed. It's what a cover you give me to come to... This is a story that it's written in the Gemara, you know. It's a Gemara story. So the rabbi told him, I would like to know something about you. Who are you? He said, I am a butcher. Do you know how to learn? Do you know? He said, I know nothing. Know how to learn. Even to pray, hardly I know how to pray. The rabbi was so shocked when he heard this. He thought, please, do me a favor. Tell me what you did in your life. Maybe... because you're going to be my chavruta in Olam Haba. Who are you? I mean, I will be bored with you there if we cannot study Torah together. Who are you? He said, well, I have nothing. I don't know what zchut I have to be with you. But I tell you something. One day happened something with me. I have a story to tell you. So the rabbi told him, what story? He told him, you know, I am a butcher. Once a week, I go and buy a cow. Once a week. And the profit of the cow, I eat it, I pay my rent, I pay the expense of my house, and the capital, I buy another cow for the next week. That's what I do every week. And one Sunday, I want to buy the cow to do the shrita, for the business, and I saw a woman, she was crying. And I told her, why are you crying? She told me, please, don't ask me why I cry. Even if I tell you why I cry, you cannot help me. You cannot help me. Please, don't ask me why I cry. So I told her, no, please, tell me why you cry. Maybe I can help you. She said, no, I don't think you can help me. But anyway, if you want me to tell you why I cry, you know, the wedding of my daughter is tomorrow. And I made a compromise to the parents of the Chatan that I have to pay this kind of amount of money. And my daughter, she's an old girl. And if I don't have this kind of money, the marriage will be postponed. And then my daughter, she will never get married again. So I asked her how much you need. And she told me, please don't ask me because you will not, no one can help me. It's finished. I'm crying for my daughter. So please tell me, I said, please tell me how much you need. So she told me, I need this amount. So the rabbi told him, so what you did? So the butcher answered, I start to think, if I give her this amount, I will be a poor man. I will have problems with my wife. I will not have shalom bayit. What am I going to eat? What's going to happen to me? What about my rent? What about my children? What am I going to give them food? Why I have to give her the whole money? I'm going to save her. What's going to happen to me? And then I was thinking, yes, but imagine that she was your daughter. What you will do? Would you think like that? If she was your daughter, you would not think twice. You just pay and you would not think about the cow. So I started to think. I took the money and I gave her the whole package, the whole money. I told her, look, here's the money. I don't want to buy the cow. With this money, you do the wedding, the marriage of your daughter. And she accepted the money. And she made the wedding of her daughter. And I suffered a lot, few months or few years, with no parnasa. And Baruch Hashem, this is the mitzvah that I did. Baruch Hashem, Akash Hu helped me that I have a parnasa today. But I did this mitzvah. When the rabbi heard this, he went and he kissed him. He told him, I'm happy that you are my partner, that you are my neighbor, because I'm sure that a man like you, Akash Hu loves him. Akash Hu love you. And if Akash Hu love you, how can I not will not love you. I love you very much. Thank you. Thanks Hashem that you're going to be my partner. You're going to be sitting next to me in Olam Haba. Did you like it? This is Korban Ola. This is a kind of Korban Ola. All the pleasure for Hashem. He could give her a tzedakah. He was not obligated, he had no obligation to give her the whole amount. But he did it. How much tzara I have to do this mitzvah? Not to do this mitzvah. And he did it. This is a kind of kabbal to give all the pleasure for Hashem. Now, if you noticed, you will see in the Parashat Tzav a small mem, Al Mokda. Yes? Yeah, there is a small mem, Mokda. You have the Chumash? Do you see there mem, a small mem? At the beginning of the parasha? No? There is a small mem. Yes? Ah, fabulous, fabulous. Now look at this, please. In the parasha of Vayikra, there is a small aleph. Vayikra, Hashem and Moshe. The first parasha, Vayikra, there is a small aleph. If you take the first parasha, Vayikra, there is a small aleph, yes? And here you have a small mem. What that means, small aleph and small mem? You see, there is a big secret here. That means, if a man wants to reach a high level and to be always next to Hashem, only when he makes himself small. He makes himself small. This Aleph, it's Adam. And this Mem is Tere, the Torah that Hashem gives you in 40 days. This Torah that Hashem gives you in 40 days, it's become your Neches, it's become your property, it's become your Torah. But to realize the value of the Torah, only if you make yourself small. If you make yourself small, so you will reach the high level, what Hashem wants from you. So you know, all your life, it will be sacrificed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aleph Mem, small sacrifice and big sacrifice. Always you will feel them as a small sacrifice. It's up to you. It's up to a man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you Torah. If you have the love of the Torah, all the rest will be small. If just you love Torah. If you are battle in front of the Torah. If you give kavod, if you value the Torah, if you give kavod to the Torah, you value the Torah. So all the rest will be easy for you. All kind of korbanot, small korbanot, big korbanot, everything will be all al Hashem. It's up to you. You have to switch off your pleasures, your private pleasures. Each one has private pleasures. And there is pleasures that Hashem gives you to do them, like to get married, to have children. Yeah, there is pleasure when a man goes with his wife. There is a pleasure. There is another tzaddikim, a real tzaddikim, the Gemara said, about Rabbi Elazar, when he used to go with his wife, kilo kaf ushed, It's like he was evil was next to him. So he was doing all the mitzvah lishem shamayim. But that means even to have a relationship with his wife, it was olal Hashem. He gave, the pleasure was, I don't know what, it's another kind of level. But anyway, a man who wants to reach a very high level, to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, only if he work on himself. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a test. When we left Egypt, before we left Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test the Jews. He wanted to teach them, hey, you never tasted the meat. Once when you left Egypt, you are permitted to do anything you want. But please, Hashem, he said, I want you to eat. Please listen to this, David. Listen to this. Hashem, he said to the Jews, I want you to eat lamb, green lamb in Egypt. Now, the Jews, they ate green lamb in Egypt. Maybe at the beginning they were afraid to eat it because it is the Abu Dhabi Egyptian. Listen to this. Maybe at the beginning they will eat it with no sacrifice. They will eat it like a sacrifice because with a lot of fears. it's like a child that he don't want to eat, and his father is next to him and he eats because he's fearing his father if he doesn't eat. Okay, so the Jews in Egypt, when Hashem told them to take the lamb and to grill it and to eat it, they were a little bit afraid, okay? But when they saw that the Egyptian couldn't do nothing to them, what they will do? Tell me. If the Jews in Egypt, they will see that the Egyptian did not harm them, did not touch them, what they will do? The Jews? They will eat it, they will break the bones. They have no fear. It's like I had a guest in front of me. He was eating with shine. So you know what I did? I went out. I told him, I have to go, I will come back in 10 minutes. I come back in 10 minutes, he finished half of the table. Half of the table. Why? Because the front of me couldn't eat. But when I left, he ate it. Because he is. So you see, it's the same with the Jews. Next to the Egyptian, they were a little bit afraid to eat it. Okay, they ate it because it's the will of Hashem. But when they saw that the Egyptian couldn't touch them, what they will do? They will eat it. They will bring the bones. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned them. Hashem said, no. Not because of the Egyptian. You fear the Egyptian. That's why you don't break the bones. But after that Egyptian, they will not touch you. You will be free to do whatever you want with the pleasure. No, you have not to break the bones. You have to learn a derech. You have to learn a way of Avodat Hashem. A way of Avodat Hashem that there is time that you can break the bones, and there is time that you cannot, there is time that the pleasure is all for you, and there is time that you have to keep a little bit of, you have to short or to cut out your pleasure for me. That's what we learn from Korban Pesach. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to teach, and this is the connection, this parash is fabulous. You know, David, it's a fabulous Shabbos today, because we have Shabbos HaGadol, and we have Shabbat Parashat Tzav. That means from this, and this parashat, the Torah teach you about two kinds of Ola, two kinds of sacrifice of that you sacrifice to Hashem. One kind, it's a part of your pleasure You sacrifice it to Hashem, and the rest of it, it could be for you. And there is another kind that of sacrifice that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have nothing for you. It's all for Hashem. Like the story that I told you about the man who won the lotto, like this butcher, like, you know, a story I told you about the man who was waiting to, somebody to talk Lashonara about somebody else, and then he stopped, you know, he stopped talking, you know, this is a common hola, okay? So this is the parasha of this week. This is Shabbat HaGadol. I think Shabbat HaGadol, you have to mix them. Shabbat HaGadol, Parashat Tzav, you have to learn, a Jew should learn one thing, that all his life, Mokda. Al Mokda, Kol HaLayla. All life, because life is like a night. We compare life like a night. Like a night. And we Olam HaBa, it's like the day. It's like the day. So all life, all your life that you live in this world. So Al Mokda, you have to be always be careful, always be a good man, Aleph, be a small man, don't be Baal Gava, don't be snob, don't be the Gava, it's only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't forget Mokda, this mem that it represents the Torah that Hashem he gives to Moshe Rabbeinu after 40 days. This Torah, you have to be battle in front of the Torah. You have to be small, Mokda. Mamash, Mokda. You have to be battle in front of this Torah. This is Aleph and Mem. Aleph, it's a small letter. Mem is a big letter. M. Aleph and Mem. It's Gematria M. Ema Kolel, how much is it? Ema Kolel, Bam. Vidi Barta Bam. That means you have to always to find your time for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone, Zot HaTorah La'ola, anyone who sacrifices his time for all his time for Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Korban Ola. Look at the Tzaddikim, Ve'agitabu Yom HaValayla, look at the rich Tzaddikim, they give all the time to Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the time is Korban Ola. All what they do is Korban Ola. They have mamash, the Vrit Tzadikim, like Rabbi Chaim Ba'atar, Rabbi Chaim Pito, they never, all their time, all what they did it only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash, Ola Lashem, everything is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever they did, only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone, when used to sleep only because they had no choice, they have to sleep, that they can have kowah to serve Hashem, even to eat. They don't want to eat, but they have no choice. They have to eat because why they have to eat? Because they have to serve Hashem. All their life it was like a korban ola. It was like a zot haTorah la'ola. Zot haTorah la'ola. Through the Torah, they went. They all their life was ola to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand me? This is what we learned from this Shabbat HaGadol. In Be'emet. Be'emet, it's a fabulous Shabbat. Because this Shabbat HaGadol, it's a Shabbat. From this Shabbat HaGadol, we learn how we can sacrifice a part of our pleasures to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from the Parasha, how we can sacrifice all our time, all our pleasure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's up to you. It's up to you what you do, what it is your choice. But you should know, and there is sometimes that you have to do all of it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes, no, like in Pesach. In Pesach, we don't tell you all day you have to learn Torah. No, like the Baruch said, half day for you and half day for Hashem. Half day, learn Torah, pray, and the other day, sleep and eat. Like this man, his name is Cohen, who prepared himself to come to spend Kippur with me, and he went to the bank to put money, and there was the Ragoya. She fell in love with him. She touched his hand, and she told him, "I would like to invite you for a dinner." He looked at her. He thought about me. He thought about Kippur, and he said, he had a big tzara because the girl, like she was a beautiful girl, a Goya. And he was thinking, how can I do this avera? Tonight is Kippur. I'm going to go to kiss the hand of Rabbi David. How can I do this Avera? You know what he did? He left the checks. He left everything and he ran away. This is a Korban Olah. This is, he gave up all his pleasures. All this, the pleasure, all the ta'anud that he could have from this Goya. He gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he lost money and he went. After Kippur, he received a call from the bank to come to pick up his money, but he won. He beat the Yetzara. He won. He won the Nisayon. When you won a Nisayon, it's a Korban Olah. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, I pray for you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha v'atzlacha, bri'ut panasa tova, and I wish you Chag Sameach and Kasher Pesach, and God bless you.